Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to have another guest on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. He is with brewers.com, mlb.com, candy connoisseur Adam McKelvey joins us now on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and myself. What's going on, Adam?
I have a new candy that I'm obsessed with.
I have a candy question for you, so we can get into some candy talk after we talk about this, I don't have a candy joke, with Ryan Braun. I was thinking like the sweetheart of Brewers fans or something. I had nothing. Let's talk about Ryan Braun. You and him texting, maybe about candy at some point last night, but that's not what you put in the story. texting about Ryan Braun at this point, not feeling like he's ready to come back and play, but still telling everybody that he's working out and keeping in contact with the Brewers. And then Stephen Watson from Channel 12 in Milwaukee, WISN, tweets out like a screenshot of a video the Brewers sent out, and there are number 8 bats going to spring training. So what does your gut tell you about what's going on with Ryan Braun?
The same as it did at the end of last season, that he's probably at the end of his career. The last home game, raising his finger when he gets to first base after an infield hit, the social media post, from Larissa, sort of farewell Milwaukee. The way Christian Yelich talked about Ryan Braun at the end of last season when he was hurt in the wild card series. Mark Attanasio sort of talking in past tense in a Zoom call recently. Just all adds up to the fact that it's probably the end of his career. I think why the door is open a little bit is, right now there's no DH in the National League. Last year, that changed, like, right at the end, if you guys remember. So I think, the health and safety rules are out, and the DH was not in that. But I'm still, like, waiting to see if there's movement there. That could change it a little bit. And then remember, like, opening day is not the roster for the whole season. Teams can and do sign guys throughout the season. So if there's some need, if the itch strikes, if there's a DH, I mean, you could see a scenario where factors kind of come together that you don't want to totally close the door. So that's why he definitely did not say I'm retiring. He doesn't plan to say that, as far as I know, anytime in the near future. So the door is open a little bit, but I think it was pretty clear he's not going to be there in spring training.
So, but we all know that, and I don't know if he could change his mind at a moment's notice. We also talked about spring training just really hasn't been his thing. He just prepares very slowly for the season. So it's not that far-fetched that he could come back with the Milwaukee Brewers.
No, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I think that statement yesterday was pretty clear. What I asked is kind of with 2 weeks to go before camp opens, where's your head at? And that's how that response was generated. And, basically it sounds to me, the way I read it was, his head right now is that he's really enjoying being a dad. Remember, they've got a baby that's turns 1 in May and 3 kids, and he's got to be home. Like, we're all stuck at home for the last year. And it sounded to me like he's really enjoying that part of his life. And look, that's been my feeling. And we probably talked about this guys last year whenever this topic came up. Like, he strikes me as the kind of guy that once he makes the decision, that's it. Like, there's no second guessing. There's no wistfulness about what if I had done ended it differently. I mean, I think he's the kind of guy that once he makes the decision that, you know, he's reached the end of his career, that's going to be it. There's going to be no looking back. So, again, he's not saying he's there yet, but I don't want to read too much into the little things because he didn't say this, so it's going to be up to Ryan Braun and the Brewers. But, I mean, I would say, like, I don't think we'll see him in spring training. I don't think we'll see him in April, May, June. I mean, I don't think, in other words, he was getting around the idea of, like, I don't want to participate in spring training, but I'll sign on opening day. Mm-hmm. That would surprise me. I think it really sounds like he's just where his head's at right now. It's not in baseball.
Who's the Brewers' fourth outfielder right now?
Maybe Lopes, the player they picked up from Seattle on waivers. Tyrone Taylor probably is.
Right. So Braun's a better option. Right. So Braun's a better option than what they have. So from that perspective, you have way more insight on this than I do. I'm just a fan on the outside looking in at this thing. To me, the fact that he didn't say, I'm done, I'm retired, like, it's over, I'm not done. The fact that he said, I'm still staying in touch with the Brewers, I'm still working out and trying to stay in shape. To me, it's Braun knows how many at-bats he needs to be ready to go at the beginning of the season and all of that. And if he shows up for the last, 2 weeks or whatever the case may be of spring training and thinks that that's enough to get going, get into a couple of games in the first couple of weeks of the season and work his way back in, I think that's more than fine. The DH part of this probably plays into it a little as well. And I've been saying the whole time, and I'll continue to say that I believe the DH will be in the NL. I believe that expanding playoffs will be a part of this. I just don't think the owners are going to allow it not to happen on both areas, and they'll do whatever they have to get this done with the Players Association before the season starts. But then if you add the DH into this, then you have fourth outfielder. He rotates with Garcia. He can rotate in at first base with Keston Hira if he needs a day off or whatever else. Plus, you have the DH where he can slide into with Vogelbach. I mean, there's so many different ways to get him in there. But at the same time, Adam, he's not, quote, needed to have to be in there, 5 days a week or anything like that.
Yeah, so look, I mean, I just, again, the sense I get is that that's, all of that is possible, but unlikely. And again, I just go back to the tone at the end of last year. I mean, remember, Christian Yelich was pretty eloquent after the Brewers were bounced from the postseason in talking about, if this is the end, what a career. And everything you hear from the people around Ryan Braun, the little clues are that he has reached the end of his career. And I still think that's the most likely. But again, all the things you said, Sparky, are true. The DH would be a big difference maker. And I back to last year, that came very, very close to opening day. So that is not totally out of the realm of possibility. And then need as the season goes along. Minds can always be changed. And he sounds to me like a player who's reached the end of his career.
Adam, how you doing? This is Roy Butler. I apologize. I had to do a virtual school for Carmen High School. I want to let you know I got my book back. Remember last year we had you on about your book? I let my neighbor borrow it, and then because he likes the big books, and then my dad got a hold of it, so I finally got it back. So thank you. My question is. The draft last year, now they had we didn't get a chance to see these guys. So how does the draft last year and this year going to mix up with getting these guys some playing time?
Well, that's one of the interesting storylines, I think, of this spring training is we're going to see Garrett Mitchell, who was their number one pick. And, he's a college guy, so you'd think he's going to be a faster path to the big leagues than if you were coming out of high school. I mean, he's still obviously going to need to play in the minor leagues a little bit. But he's one of the players that I'm really that stood out to me when they put out their list of invitees to spring training that we're going to get a chance to see him. Look, the Brewers farm system is at or near the bottom right now when you look at the ranking. The Brewers will say that's because they've promoted a bunch of guys, Keston Hira and Corbin Burns, and Devin Williams stands out last year.
Yep.
So they've gone into that system and they've gotten production at the major league level, and they made the postseason the last 3 years with a lot of those guys playing critical roles. But it is going to be really important. You know, sometimes those rankings don't win you any games unless you're able to flip those prospects for value. And if, you know, when you make trades, you see it all the time. These prospect rankings can come into play in addition to the word that teams get from their scouts. I don't think it's fair to say that teams do not look at all at what all the observers say about these prospects. So it would behoove the Brewers. It would be good for the Brewers if some of these guys like Garrett Mitchell sort of, you know, play well in the minor leagues and rise up these lists and give the Brewers a stable of kind of blue chip type prospects as they look to get into a acquisition mode again. So Mitchell, I'm really interested to see. And, you know, we've seen Bryce Terang a lot in sort of when he's on loan from minor league camps in Cactusy games, and he's been really good. He's going to be in big league camp this time. So he'll get a chance to, in a socially distanced, probably slightly weird way, just be more part of the group with some of these guys. So those are, you know, those two guys are pretty clearly at the top of the heap of the Brewers prospect list, and they're going to be both experiencing their first big league camp in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Nice. So talking with Adam McKelvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, I just want to get caught up here on a couple of free agent acquisitions that the Brewers have made. Obviously, Colton Wong now becomes the starting second baseman for the Brewers, getting him from the Cardinals. And I'll be honest, I wasn't, you know, throwing a party that they got Colton Wong necessarily to play second base. Defensively, obviously, it's an upgrade. Gold Glove guy, get way better. They want to focus on getting better up the middle defensively. And I think with Wong and Arcia and Kane, who obviously have done that for certain, going forward, maybe it gives you a leadoff hitter to go along with that. But having said that, the Keston Hira first base thing, Adam, I just don't know, man. And I guess, you know, I'm in that mode of I want guys like Corey Hart that are like 6'5 or somewhere in that area, bigger, taller guys to play first base. We lived through a short first baseman in Prince Fielder. And now we got Keston Hira here who claims he's 6 foot. I'm not quite sure I believe it, but that's it.
With his spikes on.
Yeah, with his spikes on, he said. I'm a little hesitant about first base at this point.
And I think you're right to be, because it is no sure thing that that's going to work out. It's also not certain that that's going to be permanent. I mean, David Stearns and Keston Hira both kept the door open to a move back to second eventually. He was really, you know, a motivated player can be a dangerous player. And Keston Hira was extremely motivated to prove everyone wrong that he can't play second base. Now, so is Ricky Weeks, and we talked about that for years and years. And he was, you know, I would say Ricky Weeks got better, but he was not going to win any gold gloves. And, you know, where was Keston Hira? What trajectory was he on defensively? We don't know. So it is no sure thing that that's going to be a good move. It's the move that fits this team, and they are in, you know, they say the dollars are tight, and this was a situation where a player that they did not think was going to become available, Colton Wong, became available when the Cardinals declined his option, and it's kind of a value play that happened to improve the defense. You know, are they going to be a pitching and defense team? Maybe.
Maybe that's
what they're going for, but the offense is not better at this point.
But, Adam, again, I call up Fangraphs, and they're a little projected lineup that they have, right? So I look at this lineup. Colton Wong leading off, batting left-handed. Kane righty, hitting second. Yelich hitting third. Hira hitting cleanup, batting right-handed. Now, all four of those guys, well, maybe not as much Wong, but Kane, Yelich, and Hira can all flat-out hit. Garcia is your outfielder. Then Narvaez, who can't hit any worse than he did last year. Orlando Arcia, and then third base is Urias. And I know I'm living in my pipe dream fantasy here, but I'm sorry. If the owner of this baseball team, as Ken Rosenthal said yesterday on Twitter, is interested in Justin Turner, there's always a chance then, if he's willing to open up his pocketbook. This offense looks a million times better if Justin Turner is sitting in the middle of it, and now Narvaez is hitting seventh and Arcia is hitting eighth.
Yeah, I don't know why Justin Turner hasn't re-signed with the Dodgers. I think Justin Turner is going to re-sign with the Dodgers. I know this happens where even when there's an obvious match, the player likes when there's another team involved because it helps, you know, make that market. I think Justin Turner is going back to the Dodgers. And I guess I'll believe he's not when I see that he's not. And, look, I agree with you. He would be great in this Brewers lineup if you can get him on a short-term deal, a la Yasmani Grandal. That deal worked out fantastic for Milwaukee. And Justin Turner would probably work out fantastic, too, because he is a great hitter. He's one of the heart and soul guys of that Dodgers team. And he would just absolutely mash at American Family Field. So I don't know if the dollars are going to work, number one. I really don't know if Justin Turner is going to go someplace besides L.A. And I would put that number one, actually. I just think he's going to resign with the Dodgers.
Oh, it'd be a game changer for the Brewers. Now, a guy that's probably not a game changer.
You can't rule it out because the Brewers have shown in the last couple of years that they'll do a deal like that for a guy who doesn't get an offer, right. The offer he wants somewhere else.
And the owner has shown that he'll get who he wants as well. So there's also that. What about Jordan Zimmermann? Wisconsin native coming back home hasn't been good in like 5 years, but it's a spring training invite.
It's a minor league flyer.
Right.
Yeah. So you bring him into camp. You strap him to all those diodes in the pitching lab, and we'll see what the hell you got with them. They have not. I thought, the Brewers have been pretty good about finding some pitching lately, with that lab sort of in mind. And Jordan Zimmermann said they hadn't talked about that yet. So, I mean, there's time. That's what spring training's for. Basically, guys, it comes down to an absolute zero-risk deal on a pitcher who was once one of the best pitchers in the National League. Is he that guy anymore? You look at the velo charts, and it doesn't look like he is. It's going to be, can he be healthy in spring training and make an impression? I think there are spots to be won on this pitching staff. I mean, they've got all kinds of moving parts and a zillion different things they could do and lots of guys with options. So there's opportunity here, I would say, whether it's as at the back end of the rotation, as a long guy, whatever it is. And it makes no sense not to do it. In other words, because it, in the end, could cost you next to nothing.
Quickly, we've got to go. What's the candy you're addicted to quickly? What is it?
Those Willy Wallaby licorices that you see at the grocery store sometimes?
Yeah.
There's one, they're called Fun Sort, and they have that white, nougaty junk in the middle, and they're like licorice on the outside.
Ooh,
they're so good.
All right. I will try. I will give it a shot. I trust in Adam McKelvey.
Yeah, they're so good. I got to stock up at Half Nuts before heading down to spring training.
Oh, you get to go to spring training, you lucky dog. All right, Adam McKelvey.
That's going to be really interesting. We're going to do it in a very distanced out. Sorry to cut you off, Sparky. A distance outdoor way, but that is the plan to have.
Well,
a little bit of face-to-face.
Adam,
will be,
you're going to be a heck of a lot warmer than everybody here. So no matter how it plays out for you, you're still going to be in a better space. Play basketball, golf, whatever you want to do. Adam, thank you so much for coming on.
We're not going to play basketball during a pandemic.
Do you know what's funny about that? No. Do you know what's funny about that? I got a kid going to a middle school right now, and they allow him to play basketball during lunch against each other.
So your kid is a kid.
With a mask
I'm an
on.
Old rickety man, and I am trying to avoid the coronavirus.
I keep forgetting how old you are. I'm sorry. All right, Adam, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Bye, guys. Good to talk to you.
There he is, Adam McKelvey on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. If you want to dial in. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson.
That Schneider was
Adam
on the Schneider.
I got it. Okay. Adam, join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's
hey, right now. I got it.
I know what I did. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE. I am so old. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com.